You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, show number 321. And in today's show, I'm going to be talking to you about managing your emotions for both your business and your life. And we're going to dig down deep into some things that may be creating stress, anxiety, lack of action, and lack of success for you in life and business. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Experience, how to build a lifestyle business and brand with the best of online, social media, as well as proven offline methods. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and I'm a business development and social media strategist. On each show, I'll be sharing tips and tools that I've used to create a multi-million-dollar income from home with my laptop and smartphone. You'll also hear success story interviews from other top income earners. I've coached thousands of solopreneurs in direct sales, real estate, network marketing, and other businesses. Let me help you be successful in your business and rock social media. If you don't have Profit in Your PJs, my social media success kit, grab it at profitinyourpjsnow.com. In this free guide, I'll share the core components of a successful social media plan, and you'll stay on top of all the latest updates. Now for today's show. Hey, and welcome. It's Jackie Almer, and I'm so happy to be spending this time with you. I don't know where you are in the world or what's going on, but it's a beautiful October day here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I am just feeling grateful to be alive. As you may have heard me share, I'm on a commitment to 10,000 steps a day, and just making that commitment has created amazing things in my life. Now, that is an average of 10,000 steps a day. And what I mean by that, and I like to be clear, it's unrealistic for me to think that every single day 10,000 steps is going to happen, because occasionally real life gets in the way. You know, I'm back in the Phoenix area helping to take care of my aging parents, and there are doctor's appointments and surgeries and things that go on that sometimes prohibit that. I have B&I meetings early on Wednesday morning, so I don't get my walk in the morning, and then sometimes I like to, you know, plan a lot of my away time all in one day so that I leave the house and I'm gone and I'm dressed up and hair is done and makeup on and all that goofy stuff. But I like to get all that done and really make my day more efficient by doing those things. And so sometimes on Wednesdays, it's a bit of a challenge, although I have a little mini trampoline and I can get my steps in on that, and I can break it up into 10-minute segments throughout the day. And I often do that. I will get busy working. I'll set my timer for 50 minutes, and then I get up and I move around the house for 10 minutes, and then I go back to work for 10 or for 50 minutes, and then I move around the house for 10 minutes, and at the end of 6 hours, I have an hour's worth of workout in, and I have my 10,000 steps in. So I do that when it rains, or when I have those things that I try to do that when I have those things that prohibit me from getting out and walking. But today I did 7.5 miles. So 4 miles is 4 miles is usually around 9,500 steps, and then I get the rest of them in. And so today I almost doubled that, and that gives me a deposit in the bank ahead for Wednesday when I have B&I and I have book club that night. So it'll be hard for me to have a walk on either end of my business day. So that's a little bit about what's been going on in that journey for me. I can tell you that it's helped me in a lot of areas. It's helped me get very intentional with my calendar, which has been one of my goals. It's helped me get intentional in a lot of other areas, mostly around scheduling, because I make sure I get that scheduled in, and then it releases the mental clutter of when am I going to take my walk, and then I become much more intentional with things like recording my podcast, doing my marketing messages. I've always been intentional with my coaching clients and different things like that, but it has really showed up in different areas of my life as a big payout. So I encourage you to commit to something. It doesn't have to be walking. That's just something that I made a commitment to at a retreat that I was at with my mastermind group, and it popped into my head and I decided to go with my gut, and that's what came up. So that's what's going on there. Business-wise, our first group of the Dream 100 social media challenge. As I mentioned last week, I'm struggling with challenge sessions, experience. I don't know what to call it. I'm still calling it a challenge. I go back and forth. I would love any suggestions that you have. But our first group is alive and kicking and going well, and I'm super excited about it. If you haven't joined us, go to streetsmartwealth.com/dream100. I made a video on YouTube also that you can find. If you just go to Jackie L. Ulmer on YouTube, you can subscribe to my channel there. So that's a little bit of that. Okay, let's talk today about managing emotions for business success. Now, it's kind of funny. I had a coaching client last weekend who prompted this for me because in our coaching session, even though we coach a lot of times on social media and business strategy and business consulting and that type thing, real life comes up and we started talking about lack of confidence, not feeling confident for certain areas that she wanted to move in her business, and it was affecting things. And so it really got me fired up, and I got up early on Monday morning and wrote this email. I wrote this article, and I just decided to send it out as an email. It'll obviously, today it's coming out in the podcast because the feedback that I got on it was overwhelming. The people that said, thank you, I'm struggling today, this came at the right time, all those different things. And my subject line was, you know, if you only read one thing today, let this be it. And so we're going to talk about that content today in the podcast. If you're not getting my regular email series, you can go to profitinyourpjsnow.com. And we talk about business, talk about social media, and we talk about real life too. So today we're talking about success and self-confidence. And the funny thing is, most people think that success comes from having self-confidence. Somehow we make up that we have to have self-confidence first before we're going to get into action and before we're going to have the success that we're looking for. But the funny thing is, and if you're listening to this podcast, you've heard my story, and I'm guessing you've listened to a lot of other podcasts. And in the many interviews that I've read or listened to of successful entrepreneurs, most all of them say the same thing, and that is they struggled with feeling self-confident. They struggled with a lack of self-confidence for years. And you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. You probably struggle with this too. And I think back on my own journey and my struggles with not feeling good enough. It's funny though, I have always said for years, growing up, even as a younger child, a teenager mostly, I always said, I'm self-confident. I'm a self-confident person. However, I had a lot of negative self-talk. And looking back, I'm not so sure that it was true that I was self-confident. I think I just used different words. And I think that because I forced myself into situations because of things that I wanted to do and be part of and achieve. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. But because of that, I said the words, I'm self-confident. But using different words, I know for sure that feeling worthy and struggles with self-worth or being good enough was an ongoing struggle. I had a lot of mean girl issues from fourth grade to sixth grade. And it was a circle of four of us. And by the way, we're friends today. We're connected on Facebook, and I've seen all of them at high school reunions and Facebook reunions that we've had in Durango, Colorado. So that's been interesting. But there was a circle of four of us, and one or two of us, and most of the time it was me and one other one, we were always the target of the ringleader and her sidekick. And I look back now and I laugh at it, and we'll talk about how I've released that. And maybe this will help you. That's my goal. In seventh grade, when I moved on to junior high school, I bolted from that group of friends and I made new friends. I stayed friends with those girls, but I branched off with new kids that had moved in from other elementary schools. It was a perfect time for me to walk away from that which wasn't serving me. And I'd like to tell you that I was all worldly and knew what I was doing. I didn't. It was just survival mode, clearly. So that's when I first moved to learn how to move past fear and to do things regardless of the fear, because, you know, going into a new school, it was a classic case of, I don't know, probably about seven elementary schools all feeding into one junior high school. The next year we moved again as we branched off into two junior high schools. And I largely went back with that old group of friends, but I kept some of my new friends too, because we all moved together. So it was interesting. Now, I will say I was truly blessed to have a solid safety net at home. I grew up with amazing parents. They're still married and still amazing today, where I always felt loved and safe and that things would be okay. And I get that not everyone has or had that, okay? I know that some people were bullied at school and they were bullied and picked on and had issues at home too. And I don't in any way want to make light of that. It's just that it's the past. And it's okay to look to the past for how it can serve you in moving forward. Just don't dwell there. Until Facebook and reconnecting with some of the mean girls, I had honestly put a lot of that aside and moved on. And I mentioned that a little earlier. I learned a mantra that says, everyone is doing the best they can with what they have to work with at the present moment. And I really learned to bank on that. And the reason is because it releases us both. I've released those people from my past, and it feels so good to have done that. And I accept them for who they are and the challenges that went on then. I accept myself, and I accept them now, knowing that they were just doing the best they could. It really didn't have anything to do with me personally. So keep that in mind. That's a mantra. Everyone is doing the best they can with what they have to work with at the present moment. So back to my early days and the messaging I told myself. Again, I mentioned my family was solid, but we were very middle class. We didn't eat out at fancy restaurants or take exotic vacations. Pizza Hut once a month was a treat, and that was something that we learned to look forward to. But I never lacked for anything, and certainly not a sense of belonging at home. Belonging in the outside world was different, though. And I think that it was the very middle class status that created the drive in me for that have more mentality. I wanted those fancy dinners and exotic vacations. I remember planning my future as a kid and dreaming of living in California from the cold mountain snow of Colorado. And I made that happen as an adult. But it's interesting. I look back and I look at my career in the airline industry and the path that led me there. It wasn't an intentional path. It's not like I said, oh, I want to travel and have exotic vacations and eat at nice restaurants. And so I'm going to, you know, figure out a way to be in the airline industry. It is amazing, though, how setting goals and dreaming gets you to places, because I was a big dreamer as a kid. I still remember it. I still remember laying in my bed, especially on Sunday nights. I don't know why on Sunday nights, it just was. You know, we didn't have social media and we weren't nearly as social. I would do stuff on Friday and Saturdays, but Sunday was kind of family day and around the house. And then Sunday evening, I spent a lot of time up in my bedroom or before watching Walt Disney show. Some of you, I'm really dating myself, but you know, the Wild Wild West or Wild Animal Kingdom or Animal Kingdom or whatever it was that came on before Disney, and then Disney, and then family dinner, and then I spent a lot of time in my room getting ready for the school week, maybe finishing up homework, although I was pretty good at getting my homework done. But that's when I would spend time dreaming. I don't know why, I just did. I was lucky as a kid, I guess. I don't know, that's just something that was instilled in me and that I did. So along with wanting to have all that other stuff, I wanted to belong, and I began to seek out those areas that I felt comfortable in. Most of us do that. But I also knew that to get and achieve some of those things that I wanted, that I had to stretch my comfort zone, and I became willing to do that at a young age. It wasn't that I didn't have fear, and it wasn't that I didn't wake up sometimes with a pit in my stomach thinking, why am I going to go give a speech in front of the whole student body to get elected for student government? I tried out for cheerleader, and I didn't get picked the first year. And I tried out again, and then I did make it. And then I tried out again the year after, and I didn't make it. And then I made it my last 2 years in school. I entered talent shows, and I look back now and I think, oh my gosh, why? I ran for and was elected to student government. I mentioned that. I was in the school play in junior high. I took dance and twirling. And I was good enough at most things. But I was really driven for a long time to be the best. But as I've matured in life and business, I began to realize that the word best doesn't really describe anything, does it? When you think about it, what is best? Best for me could be very different than best for you, and vice versa. So I'm much more inclined to focus on a personal best. And that's why one of the things I coach on is success language, because in direct sales and network marketing or real estate or as a life coach or whatever the business is you're pursuing, when you start using words like best, they show up and they land in a way that isn't congruent typically with your audience, because best means different things to different people. So I learned to be confident and to grow more confident around my own personal best and base my thoughts, feelings, and actions and ultimately results around that. Now, you may have some things going on in your life that are creating the feeling of lack of confidence in you, feelings of unworthiness, of just not being enough. Now, over the years, I developed a little trick for dealing with those negative feelings, and I'm sharing this with you in case it might help you as well. So instead of pushing so hard to get rid of those feelings, I want you to just try this. Just sit with the feeling for a minute. Be willing to experience what that feeling feels like now, in this moment, when it's not really happening. Okay, do you get that? Do you get clear on that? Think of what those negative feelings are that come up for you. Sit with that feeling, okay? And we'll talk about those feelings here, some different feelings. Be willing to experience what that feeling feels like right now. And you can do that in this moment because you're safe and it's not really happening. And you can move out of that feeling whenever you want to. So when you think about the feelings we most fear, those are typically failure, defeat, humiliation, social shame. And today with social media, social shame is a big thing. Embarrassment and being judged. Okay? You may come up with some different ones, but let's just focus on those. So again, going back to not pushing so hard to get rid of the feeling, let's sit with the feeling of failure for a minute. I want you to close your eyes if you can. If you're walking, you can stop. If you're driving, pull over. Please don't close your eyes. I'm kidding. I know you won't. But let's focus on that feeling of failure for a minute. What does that feel like? What is failure? What do you come up with in your mind that you failed at? Is it not getting a yes in your business? Is it trying to achieve a certain promotional level and missing it? What does that failure really feel like in that moment, in this moment? And now move yourself out of it because it's not really happening. When you begin to develop a practice of being in the moment with these types of emotions, those emotions that bring up all the icky feelings that we don't want, when you can practice being in the moment with those while they're not actually happening, you're going to find that a few things do happen for you. Number one, you realize that you can survive these feelings. I want you to think back for a minute on things that you've survived in your past, those feelings, those situations that happened that created feelings, and you've survived every single one of them because you're here. You've survived them. Number two, you realize that they're just that. They're just feelings. No other result or consequent needs to come along with those feelings. Number three, as you do this, your self-confidence is going to grow because you realize, I can overcome this. I can survive this. I will survive this. I've survived it probably dozens, if not hundreds, maybe thousands of times. And number four, your willingness to experience different things and sort through the feelings of those things is going to grow. When we feel insecure or unsure of ourselves, it's often because we fear the judgment of other people. Ooh, that's big, huh? Think about that for a minute. When we feel insecure or unsure of ourselves, it's often because we fear the judgment of other people. Is that the case with you? Are you having some situations where you're fearing the judgment of other people? Let me ask you a bigger question. Do you fear the judgment of yourself? We feel insecure because at some point in our lives, we experienced a failure or a defeat of some kind. Maybe it was a personal one. Maybe it was a public one. Can you remember a time when this actually happened? Can you remember the complete experience and most specifically that you survived it, that you made it through, that again, you're here right now and you're okay? What if you didn't worry about judgment, failure, embarrassment, or any of these other emotions or feelings? Would you go after more of what it is that you want in your life? Would you be willing to give it all 100% more of the time or most of the time? Why is it we spend so much time in the fear of feeling these emotions? What is it that happens to us when we do feel them? Think about that. What really happens when we feel the feeling of failure? Or we feel the feeling of shame or doubt or humiliation or any of those things? What is it that really happens? Think about that for a minute and then be honest. The reality is, nothing really happens. We wallow in it for a bit. We feel bad. But then ultimately, we move on. Something snaps us out of it. Our kids come home. Our spouse comes home. We have somewhere we have to go, and we have to suck it up and put on our big girl or big boy pants and deal with it, right? An emotion is just a vibration that we choose to feel for as long as we choose to feel it. I'm going to say that again. An emotion is just a vibration that we choose to feel for as long as we choose to feel it. You are great at many things. I'd like you to say that to yourself like this. I am great at many things. Say it. Go ahead. I don't care where you are. Just mouth it silently if you're in a room with other people. I am great at many things. What is one thing that you're great at or even sort of great at? Again, I want you to speak it out loud. You can speak it to yourself. You can just, you know, lip sync it if you have to. But I want you to name one thing that you're really great at. And when you say that or think it, how do you feel? What's the emotion that you attach to that when you feel like you're in that greatness? Whatever it is, give yourself permission to feel that emotion. Close your eyes and really savor that emotion. Feel the self-confidence that comes up when you do that, when you experience that emotion of feeling great or really good or confident at something that you know you're great at. And all of us have gifts and talents. I don't care what's going on in your world. You have things that you're really great at. Don't be afraid to acknowledge those. Give yourself permission to feel that emotion. Feel the confidence, the self-confidence that comes up when you do that. So here's my challenge for you. I want you to go to that place. I want you to go to that feeling more often. Whatever that situation is, write it down. Put it in your notes on your phone. Put it in your daytime or whatever it is. Whatever that experience was that you can go back to that makes you feel that feeling. And I want you to go to that feeling every day, especially before you go to work on something in your business. Here's the thing. Emotions can't harm you. They have no ability to affect you unless you allow them to. And I'm not going to say, well, stop allowing that, even though that's what I want to say, because that's the easy thing to say. It's like, just stop overeating. Just stop smoking. Stop overdrinking. Stop allowing emotions to rule your life. It's easy to say those things, right? But it's easier said than done, and I get that. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you or sharing this podcast now if I didn't get that. So I'm not going to say stop allowing that. What I am going to say is start allowing yourself to, at the same time or along with it, feel those emotions that are good for you, that you would like more of. So here's some things to practice. Two things. One, get into a feel-good emotional place from sometime in your past when you were soaring with feelings of success. And do this as many times a day as you can. Set a timer even, okay? Set a timer to do this. Set a reminder. Set an alarm on your clock. I mean it. Set a timer and do the work. I mentioned at the beginning, I set my timer for 50 minutes. I do my work, and then I get up for 10 minutes, and I move around. That's moving my body, and it needs that. It's not good to stay hunched over a computer or a microphone or making calls or doing any of the things that you do when you're running your own business, okay? I've got to get up and move. So I set the timer, which reminds me to do the work. So if you need to set a timer, do it. The second thing is when you feel a negative emotion coming up, don't push it away. Just invite it in, sit with it, and then shift to the positive emotion that you've experienced before. Okay? When you feel that negative emotion coming up, I want you not to push it away. Don't immediately think, oh my gosh, don't feel that anxiety that it's coming in. Just invite it in and sit with it. I have a little thing that I do that I hold my hand out and I physically, in my mind, see it sitting there. It has a name and it has kind of an essence about it, and I set it right there in the palm of my hand. And I just invite it in and I sit with it, and then I shift to the positive emotion that I've experienced in the past and the way I want to be feeling, and then I go, that's me blowing on the speaker. I just blow it away. I blow it off into thin air. It's gone. And then I focus on that positive feeling. So our goal is to move to a point of no longer fearing that feeling of negative emotion, because that's when it loses its grip on us. When you feel something negative, remind yourself that the fear of the emotion is much worse than the experience itself. Learn to laugh at the negative emotion. I learned to laugh because when I came up with that little trick of holding my palm out and putting it in the middle of my palm, and then I would actually take the act to do the activity of blowing it off my palm, I would kind of look around the room, even though I knew I was alone when I was doing it, thinking, and I would kind of laugh nervously, thinking, geez, what if somebody saw me doing that? They'd think I was psycho. But oh well, it worked for me, and it managed to allow me to rid myself of a lot of negativity and move to the positive. So when you feel something negative, remind yourself again that the fear of the emotion is much worse than the experience itself. Laugh at the negative emotion and then applaud yourself for how far you've come. Emotions can't harm us, but they can sure stop us in our tracks until we learn and develop the skills to handle them and to control them, because we can. It's a choice. Practice more of being kind to yourself and more supportive of yourself and more loving to yourself. Have your own back, in other words. Now, I want you to get out there and rock your day, rock your world, and make a difference for yourself, and look around and say, who else can I make a difference for? Because I believe in you, and I want you to believe in you too. And please do take this with you and remember this. Courage is not the absence of fear. More confidence creates the willingness to push through the fear. Real confidence is when we choose those thoughts we think about ourselves based on what we want to believe and not as a result of others' opinions of our results. And say that again. Real confidence is when we choose those thoughts we think about ourselves based on what we want to believe and not as a result of another person's opinion. Never let failure, even massive failure, define what you're capable of or cloud your ability to see yourself in a positive light. Don't question how great you are, just step into it. You know, I'm a certified life coach too, and I love coaching people through this type stuff. So I do business coaching and consulting, but I also do life coaching, and I do a combination of both. So if you think coaching might be in your future and you'd like to explore it, go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. You can also go to jackiealmer.com/calendar and book a 20-minute discovery call with me. I'd love to find out what's going on with you and see how I might best support you. And don't be afraid of it. Don't allow that emotion to come up for you either. I'll see you on the next experience. For more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my social media success kit. Stop struggling with social media and start succeeding. I'll break it down for you into bite-sized pieces that make sense. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Instagram, @jackiealmer. And join me at socialmediabackstagepass.com for complete business plan development and social media coaching and training. I'll see you on the next show.